This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this beautiful tradition about the boundless, the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hadith that should inspire us with hope and should motivate us to excel in good deeds and stay away from sins as much as possible. I will read the Arabic, the tradition in Arabic and translate and explain its beautiful meanings and lessons, inshallah, briefly. إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله له عنده حسنة كاملة فإن هو هم بها فعملها كتبها الله له عنده عشر حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة ومن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله له عنده حسنة كاملة فإن هو هم بها فعملها كتبها الله له سيئة واحدة. الراوي عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. المصدر صحيح البخاري. Allah has written down the good deeds and the bad deeds and then explained them. Hence, whosoever intends to do a good deed and yet did not do it, Allah still writes it for him as a good deed, as if he has done a good deed. If, however, he intends to do a good deed and then does it, it will be written down as if he had done 10 good works up to 700, even multiplying it many folds. If, on the other hand, on the contrary, he intends to do an evil deed but does not do it, then Allah writes for him as a complete good deed, as if he has done a complete good deed. Even though, because he intended an evil deed but avoided it, skipped it. And if he intends to do a bad deed and does it, then thanks to Allah's grace, he writes it as a single evil deed in his record. What a great tradition, inspiring us to think of the boundless mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator of the tradition is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, because Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, as well as his son Abdullah, were companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is narrated by Imam Bukhari as well as others. The particular text that we have is coming from Bukhari's collection. The hadith describes Allah's infinite mercy towards his servants. It ought to inspire us hope and motivate us to increase virtuous deeds, righteous deeds, and it ought to deter us from committing sins. Let us reflect on the statement that Allah has written down good deeds and bad deeds. What does it mean? A number of possibilities. Number one, it could mean that Allah has preordained in his eternal knowledge what good works and bad works human will be doing. Predestination, qada and qadr. Or it could mean that Allah has ordered the angels to write down good deeds and bad deeds as they happen, as human beings do them. However, there is another possibility, another way of reading, interpreting it, perhaps The preferred meaning seems to be, Allah knows better, that Allah has spelled out for his servants that such and such deeds are good and such deeds are bad. And this knowledge is conveyed to humankind through Allah's chosen messengers, prophets, and apostles. Therefore, Allah has never left us in darkness. فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ Allah has given us enough evidence of the fact that He has conveyed, He has provided guidance for us. Furthermore, Allah also spelled out the rewards for the good deeds and the penalties for the bad deeds. Allah's generosity is such that He rewards the faithful for their good intentions, even if they were prevented from acting upon them. Suppose a man intended to go to the masjid, and he set out on his way, car broke down, and he could not, he's already rewarded. The same way somebody had all the intention to wake up for tahajjud, but because of exhaustion, he could not get up, he's rewarded for that intention. And a person had the intention to give charity, but he did not. Suddenly he lost his wealth, income, and he couldn't do it. Already he's rewarded. So Allah multiplies rewards when, you know, the intention, if we had the intention and we did carry out that intention, the rewards are multiplied. Allah's mercy is such that if they intended to give bad deed and abandon it, they are rewarded for it. If they went ahead, if a person had an intention to do something bad and he carried it out, then Allah's mercy is such, He writes it down as if he has done a single bad deed, as opposed to the good deed. It should inspire us to increase the righteous deeds, excel, and compete with one another. This shows Allah's mercy overpowers His wrath. If Allah were to stick with the rule of justice, He would not have done so. This ought to convince us of the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are several Quranic verses we already mentioned before, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the interpreter par excellence of the Quran. And many of these traditions, the hadith, are tafsir of the Quran. There are traditional verses, various verses in the Quran conveying the same concept. To cite three of them, in Surah 6, verse 160, Allah says, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashra amsalha, wa man ja'a bis sayya fala yujza illa mithlaha, wa hum la yudhlamun." Whoever comes with a good deed will be rewarded tenfold, but whoever comes with a bad deed will be punished for only one. None will be wronged, because Allah does not wrong anyone. And as for the charitable contributions they make, remember Ramadan is approaching, is the perfect opportunity to think about the tremendous manifold blessings awaiting us. Surah 2nd, the Surah Al-Baqarah 261, Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِائَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The example of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is that of a grain that sprouts into 7 years, each bearing 100 grains, and Allah multiplies the reward even more to whoever He wills, for Allah is all bountiful, all knowing. Another ayah, Surah 4, verse 40. Inna Allah la yadhlimu mithqala dharra, in taku hasanatan yudha'ifuha, wa yu'ti min ladunhu ajran 'azima. Indeed, Allah never wrongs anyone, even by an atom's weight. If it is a good deed, He will multiply it many times over and will give a great reward out of His grace. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has forgiven for my ummah of their mental chatters, as long as they do not articulate or act upon them. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holding the reins of a camel, and he said to Rasulullah, submitted to Rasulullah, this camel, I am entrusting it with you as a contribution to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Prophet assured him, rest assured that Allah will multiply it for you, and you will get 700 camels. For this one camel you have given for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lessons. Number one, we are rewarded for our good intentions, even if we are unable to act upon them. So we must cherish and resolve in our mind, should have that determination to do good works always. Because even if we could not do it, we will be rewarded. And then when we act upon that sincere intention we cherish, we stand to gain multiple rewards, rewards in many, many folds. Of course, Ramadan is coming. This is the time to be inspired to act upon this. On the other hand, Allah does not punish anyone simply for the thought or the intention we had, as long as we did not carry out. If we abandon that, forsake that intention to do something bad, it is also credited as a good deed for us. If a person, after having intended to a bad deed, left it, he will be rewarded for that. Allah's mercy is infinite, His forgiveness all-embracing, His generosity boundless. Angels are aware of our innermost thoughts even before that they are expressed in words or actions. Allah deals with His servants on terms of grace and mercy, and not solely according to His justice. Allah is surely just. If Allah were to judge us based on His justice, then none of us will live here even for another second, because it's only thanks to Allah's grace and mercy He has spared us, even though all of us are sinners. No matter how righteous we may claim to be. So let's turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly begging His mercy and forgiveness. Surely Allah is Rahman and Rahim. He is boundless. His mercy and grace, boundless. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.